Should the Milwaukee School District embrace or distance itself from charter schools? That's the larger question looming over the MPS board as it weighs whether to renew its contract and building leases with the Carmen Charter School Network. Carmen's 1,700 students have better overall results than the district average, yet advocates for Milwaukee's traditional public schools are raising concerns. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has more.
Carmen's four schools are non-instrumentality charters with MPS. That means the schools are publicly funded, with some of the money going to MPS. But they're privately operated, they're staffed by non-district employees, and they set their own rules and curriculum. The Carmen Network has contracted with MPS since its original high school on the south side was founded a dozen years ago. But tensions have grown since Carmen opened two new schools in buildings shared with Alba Elementary and Pulaski High School. Pulaski teacher David Eppelsheimer told the school board it's unfair for students in the same building to follow different rules.
Pulaski High School students enter the school building at 7:30 through a weapons scan. At 7:45, it is very clear that Carmen students are not subject to any scan whatsoever.
School board members also have concerns about the performance of Carmen's middle high school on the northwest side. It received a failing grade on its most recent state report card. Patricia Hoban is Carmen's founder and CEO. She says the low score is largely due to one round of bad test results in the middle school.
I will be honest, at Northwest, it is a bumpy ride. We adopted a middle school. We tried to translate our model vertically backwards. It hasn't been easy. We're working in a different demographic community. We have white leaders leading black children, and that's a challenge. It's a challenge across our city, and it's a challenge that we own.
Hoban says the middle school culture has improved this year, and she expects scores to go up. So those are some of the sticking points with Carmen's contract. But there's also the bigger picture. Charter schools are controversial in Milwaukee. Carmen has its defenders, like school board member Wendell Harris, who points out Carmen Northwest is doing better than many traditional public high schools.
Just look at the data, and let's go from there, because the children are getting a better deal.
And Carmen has its detractors, like Milwaukee Teachers Union President Amy Mizialko. She and other critics say charters drain money and students from traditional public schools.
Stop giving our schools away.
It's a tough issue for MPS, where enrollment in traditional schools is declining and enrollment in charter schools is growing. At a recent work session, school board members were skeptical of charter schools. Director Larry Miller brought up a common complaint that charters don't take their fair share of special needs students.
I call it the new segregation. That's my term. I think it's a new segregation of schools across the country. Doesn't teach all students, doesn't serve all students.
School board member Annie Woodward went even further, asking if MPS could stop contracting with charter schools altogether. At the end of that meeting, there was no clear consensus around the Milwaukee School District's overall strategy for charters. That leaves charter school leaders like Carmen's Patricia Hoban feeling uncertain.
The saddest thing for me is that I feel that relationship that was so strong up until about 2 or 3 years ago is being chipped away, and it's impacting public perception. But most of all, it's impacting kids.
But she says she still hopes to continue chartering with MPS. The school board is set to make a decision on Carmen's contract and building leases Thursday night. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.